How did the, what was your feelings, your impressions of the court? There must have been some surprise when you got inside the conference room and saw the mechanics start to turn, was it not?
Well, I've been a trial lawyer for about 15 and a half years. I was not surprised by anything.
Were you?
It was a learning process. A surprise is when you're not expecting something, and something occurs either very good or very bad. I had no appreciation for what the Supreme Court did. And what I mean by that is I had an appreciation for what trial court judges would do. Had some appreciation for what the Court of Appeals judges would do. But because members of the Michigan Supreme Court had never gone around the state or never gone to bar associations and shared with lawyers what it is that they do and their responsibility, I had no appreciation of what they did. So I was very glad, as a matter of fact, that they never shared it. Because as soon as I got on the court, I had to gear up and meet people around the state, all over the state, because I'd never held public office before. There was a benefit of having been the immediate past president of the State Bar of Michigan, because I went all over the state speaking to all the bar associations that wanted their president to be there for whatever reason. And we had at the time 108 affiliates. I traveled about 25,000 miles and was up in the Upper Peninsula and all over the place speaking to various bar associations. So I knew a lot of people, which was of help. I'd like to think that I made a very good contribution to the bench and the bar until, in terms of pulling both of us, the bench and the bar, together for the good of the public and for the good of our profession. And so a lot of the judges were very helpful to me in introducing me to their Kiwanis clubs or their Rotary clubs or setting up meetings for me. So I was all over the state. And what that meant was, as you might appreciate, judges can't promise anything. All we can do is promise that we will be fair and impartial. We can't promise that if a certain type of case comes to force, we're going to rule a certain way. We can't do that. So the fact that the members of the Michigan Supreme Court had not shared with the public what they did and how they did their work, it gave me just the greatest opportunity to say something new that everybody wanted to learn about, but nobody had ever talked about it before. And now everybody on the court talks about what we do. And they found it to be a benefit. So if there's a contribution that I think I've made, it is to tell the public and the press and the Bar Association how the court works. And it was no secret. It's just going through the mechanics in terms of how a case comes in to the clerk of the court. From the clerk of the court, it goes to the commissioners, describe the work of the commissioners. And the chief commissioner, Al Lynch, described the process of how they develop commissioner's reports and how the commissioner's reports would come to each of the justices. And we all had the same applications for leave to appeal reduced to commissioner reports by our various commissioners. And then we would either hold the case for discussion, or if we didn't hold it, the order would enter. And we'd discuss the cases and how important oral argument was, and that oral argument could change a person's mind. And even after you're assigned a case and you think you're going to be on the writing for the majority, you never know until you get four signatures, and how a majority opinion can really be a dissenting opinion, and how a dissent can turn into a majority, and how we dealt with court rules, how we dealt with the Michigan rules of evidence, and all of those kinds of things. Nothing secretive, but nobody ever talked about it. So I shared the views, shared what went on.